This is the podcast for JNS Spine. Welcome to the JNS Spine podcast for December 9th, 2011. I'm Natalie Pincham. I will be reading a summary of an article on the cervical spine published by JNS Spine today. Unilateral cervical facet dislocation, a biomechanical study of several constructs, including unilateral lateral mass fixation supplemented by an interspinous cable. A laboratory investigation by Ron Irving Reisenberger and colleagues. Both ventral and dorsal operative approaches have been used to treat unilateral cervical facet injuries. The gold standard ventral approach is anterior cervical discectomy and fusion. There is, however, no clear gold standard for the dorsal approach. Hence, the authors of this study tested the stability of multiple posterior constructs, including unilateral lateral mass fixation, supplemented by an interspinous cable. The bilateral C5 to C6 lateral mass construct reduced the range of C5 to C6 motion to 33.6% of normal. The unilateral C5 to C6 lateral mass construct had an increased range of motion to 110% of normal. The unilateral lateral mass construct, supplemented by an interspinous cable, reduced the C5 to C6 range of motion to 89.4% of normal. The bilateral C4 to C6 lateral mass construct reduced the C5 to C6 range of motion to 44% of normal. The C5 to C6 anterior cervical discectomy and fusion construct reduced the C5 to C6 range of motion to 62.6% of normal. All constructs tested except the unilateral mass construct decreased motion. The unilateral lateral mass construct supplemented by an interspinous cable does reduce range of motion compared to an intact specimen, but is significantly inferior to a C4 to C6 bilateral lateral mass construct. When using a dorsal approach, a unilateral construct with a cable should only be considered when intrinsic stability is not severely compromised. Thank you for listening. JNSPG podcast content is now contained in the newly launched American Association of Neurological Surgeons iTunes U site. Sign up in iTunes for our podcasts and additional content, including video content and podcasts from the AANS, all updated continuously. To read all the articles published by the Journal of Neurosurgery this week, or to listen to more podcasts, please visit us at thejns.org. You can also follow the JNS on Twitter.